looking at Tosfos in Shabbos on Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, Dibra Maskil Mishum Zorea. And Tosfos says the following: Ein lo chiyach mikan ditzorch lahasros atoldo mishum ma'ah. Tosfos vacillates as to whether or not you have to give a hasra on a tolda by mentioning the av. So, for example, a person is about to violate Mashkiz Roim, which is the tolda of Zorea, and you have to be master him that he'll violate the av. And Tosfos says that even though here it says Mishum Zorea, all the Gemara means to say, Elo is the Imhisra Bo Mishum Zorea Chayav. He doesn't have to be master in the name of the av, but if he does so, it's a valid hasra. Avol Beresh Perik Tolin, Mashma Ktsas, the Tzorech LaHasros, Atoldo Mishumav, Dekomer Mishamer Mimarai Masrim Bein. Gemara quotes two days in this Mishum Borer Mishum Raki. It would seem that you have to be master in the name of the Av. So I want to understand, what is the Yesod, what is the fundamental question here of Tosfos as to whether or not the hasra on the tolda has to mention the av. So if you remember last time we discussed the issue of how many isurim there are in Shabbos. And we suggested a machlokes between Tosfos on the one hand and Rashi and the Rambam on the other hand. According to Shitas HaTosfos, on Shabbos there are 39 different isurim, 39 different avos. Each av represents a different isur. According to the Rambam and Rashi, on the other hand, there's one isur. There are many different methods of violating Shabbos, of being mechal Shabbos, but they're all one isur. And we suggest the nafkaminas whether or not it's a lav shebechlos. So lav shebechlos means when you have one formulation in the language of the Torah, but there are many different independent isurim included in that isur. According to the Shitas HaTosfos, that there are 39 different isurim, Tosfos raises the question, how can we give you Malkus, for example, on Yom Tov for violating the Malacha? It should be a lav shebechlos. Therefore, Shitas HaTosfos is that every violation of Shabbos requires Asra, in which you mention the name of the Av. It's not enough to give you a general Asra of Hashem Malacha Shabbos, because Tosfos at the beginning of Moed Kut establishes that Asra has to mention the Shema Isur. The Shema Isur is the Av, it's not Chil Shabbos. The Rambam, on the other hand, who understands that there are many different methods through which I violate the one single indivisible Issa, which is called Chol Shabbos. Therefore, the Rambam says that the Asra is Al Techalas Shabbos. You don't have to mention that. Now that we have Tosfos Shita down, that there are 39 separate Isurim, and Tosfos suggests that perhaps the Tolda requires a Hasra B'Shem Av, or maybe it doesn't. Maybe the Tolda can get a Hasra B'Shem the Tolda. So what's Tosfos clearing now in the same framework that we're postulating? If the Tolda needs a Hasra B'Shem Av, then obviously what is a Tolda? Is it an Isur unto itself? Again, if you hold like one day in Tosfos that the Hasra has to be B'Shem Av, what's the nature of a Tolda?
Same answer as the Av.
It's the Isur of the Av. Correct, it's Me'ein Av. Like, for example, you can have two Malachas, Me'ein Malacha Achas. So the Tolda is Me'ein Av. The Tolda is simply another violation of the Av. The Isur is not inherent in the Tolda as an Isur unto itself, but rather the Isur is in the Av. And since Asra requires mentioning the name of the Isur, the name of the Isur here is the Av. But Tosfos suggests another possibility, that in a case of Hasra and a Tolda, all you need is Hasra B'Shem HaTolda. It means that according to that day in Tosfos, what is a Tolda? It's an Isur unto itself. It's not a Me'ein Ha'av, although again, the Tolda is derived from the Av, and certainly is related to the Av, but it is an Isur unto itself. Now Tosfos goes ahead, and if you happen to have the page, this is on page 2, and it's the second source on your page. Tosfos says the following. The Ode Raya. Tosfos wants to prove that you don't need a Hasra B'Shem Ha'af in the case of a Tolda. The Beresh Bava Kama Ka'amar Ulu Rabbi Eliezer Demachayev HaTolda B'Makom Av. According to Rabbi Eliezer, if I violate Zorea and Mashkiz Roim, the Helim Achas, that I'm Chayv Shtayim against the Chacham. Is the Gemara asks, if that be the case, there's no difference between an Avin and Tolda. According to the Chacham, there's a difference between an Avin and Tolda, because if you violate a Tolda, it doesn't engender a separate Chiv. We discussed the great length Rashi at the beginning of Bava Kamma. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, what's the nafkamina between an Av and a Tolda? To the same extent that you chai for the Av, you chai for the Tolda, and vice versa. Is Amai Karile Av, Amai Karile Tolda? So Zaktais is Velomashani, why don't the Gemara give a simple answer? The Lahachi Karile Av, the Tzarech Lahasros, I told him, Yishma Av. If you were to postulate, this is the argument against, if you postulate that you need Asra and a Tolda, Yishma Av, then obviously, even Rabbi Eliezer accepts that there's a fundamental difference between an Av and a Tolda, so far as a Tolda needs Asra, b'shema Av. But if you take a look carefully at the language of Tosis, there's something very strange going on here. And I want to show you that Tosis is consistent. It's not only here Tosis in Shabbos, but it's also Tosis at the beginning of Bava Kamma. Tosis in Shabbos says, the lo mishani de lahachi kari lav did tzarek lahasros betol the mishama. On that side, that there is a hasra on the told of shema av, what Tosis is saying is that a hasra of shema av is meaningful. It's effective. He's not requiring hasra of shema av. He's saying that if you choose to give the hasra of shema av, then it's moil, it's mahani, but you don't require asra b'shem ma'av. So the question is, Tosfos says that why does the Gemara have this problem? Uli Rabbi Eliezer, who says the yichayef for a tolda makam ma'av. So am I currently av, am I currently tolda? The answer is that there's a special status to the av, because if you give asra on the tolda b'shem ma'av, it's effective. Do you hear my kasher, Abosa? The Marsho asks this question. I don't understand his answers, but that's a different problem. You look at the Marsho. Why does the Gemara assume that according to Rabbi, there's no difference between an Av and a Tol? Tosa says, you know what? You don't have to give Asra B'Shema Av. And therefore the Gemara didn't answer that Amai Karele Av because of the din of Asra. Tosa says you don't need to mention the Av. But nevertheless, if you do mention the Av, it's definitely meaningful.
So that's a kesher already.
Correct. That gives the av a special status. The Gemara in Tolan says, Mishamer, Mishumaych, Masrenbe. So now Tolan's saying, not that you require to mention Merakid or Borer, but it's effective if you did such asra. No, if that be the case, then the av itself has a unique status. Why does Tosus think that there's no difference between an av and a tolda because you can give asra b'shem a tolda, and you don't have to give Asra B'Shem Av? And all the Gemara means to say is that if you gave Asra B'Shem Av, it's meaningful, it's effective, and that itself should be sufficient to bring us back to Tosis Kasha, which is the Kasha on the Gemara's Kasha, that Amai Karele Av, because Asra B'Shem Av is meaningful. And Rabosa, you'll see the same thing here in Bava Kamma. Tosis says, V'yim Tomar, which you'll see on your page here, V'im Toma, name it the Nafkimina Linyan Asra, T'Tzarech LaHasra Satolda Mishum Avdi Dei, Kid Amina V'Perek Tolim Misham Mishum Mai Masrin Bei, V'yish Lomar, D'Hachipok Mishum Mai Masrin Bei, Shehu Yeh Chayev, Rabba Mishum Borer, V'Hisro Mishum Rakin Potter, so Dober Shein like this, Avalim Hisro Bo V'Yomar Al-Teshamer, if you were master b'shem the Tolda, chayav. So Tosis now gives you two options. A man is about to be Meshamer. What are the two alternatives? You can either be master in b'shem Tolda, which is Meshamer, or you can be master in b'shem the Av, which is either Merakid or Borer. So now, the Av takes on a new status that it lends itself to a Hasra b'shem Av. Why then wouldn't Tosis Kasha be a kash?
Wouldn't we say that we, you know, in the Leis Manda Pollock, that we learn the Toldos from the Avos? Even, but Tosfos was saying, why is one called an Av and one called a Tolda? That would only be if I have to give Hasra B'Shem the Av. But they buy the option.
And we're asking, why is that so? Why isn't the option enough to answer the question, am I Kari Le'av? Am I Kari Le'av? It's tremendous nafkevina. You Kari Le'av, once you give it the status of an Av, right? Because he founded the Mishkan and so forth and so on. Then I can give Asra on the Tolv Shem Ha'av. I don't have to give an Asra B'Shem HaTolv. But the Gemara says we should buy Masrin Bay. So why isn't that enough? Fine. So perhaps we can say the following. Let's take a look. The Gemara says that how do we know that Toldos exists? The whole entity of Toldos. So the Gemara says in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, which I have over here, Hena Avos, Mehena Toldos. The Gemara is the Alfusa from which the Gemara derives Toldos. So perhaps one could say that Tosus' suffix here is how to understand the nature of this Yalfusa. What's the mechanics of this Yalfusa? One way is to say it, that there's only Lamites Isurei Molochan Shabbos, the Oz. That's it. That exhausts the whole list. The Toldos are included under the Oz. Correct? So the only derivation that we're having from Mehena, it's a limited derivation, is we're establishing that Mashkiz Roim is similar enough to Zorea such that Mashkiz Roim is a violation of Zorea. If I cause the vegetation to grow, I violate Zorea. That's one way of learning. The other way, the more radical way of learning it, is that Mehena means that I use the Av as a method of derivation. But now, I apply, let's call it, you'd give them midrash atar nidreshes, and I use my own svar now to derive the toldos. But each tolda now is an iser unto itself. And the nafkamina would be in terms of hasra. If I derive from mehena that the toldos mehena av, and I need hasra b'shem ha'isur, the shem ha'isur is the av, the hasra is to mention the av. If on the other hand, I'm just using mehena to allow me to set up through avos a svara from which I derive an isur tolda, and now the isur tolda stands on its own 2 feet as an independent isur, then I need asra b'shem tolda.
And
asra b'shem avlechor wouldn't work, correct? Oh, so if that be the case, then perhaps we could say the following: according to one side in Tosfos, that the Hasra could be in the name of the Tolda, which means that what, according to our definition? How does Hasra B'Shem HaTolda work, which Tosfos wants to operate with that possibility? The Hasra is what? Is it Isur B'Fnei Atzmo? No, if that be the case, then how does the Gemara establish in Perek Tolim? Mishama Mishumai Master Bay, and Tosfos says, okay, it doesn't mean that I have to give Hasra B'Shem Ahav, but I can give Hasra B'Shem Ahav. Yoshua, this is your question. In other words, if Tosfos is coming to the conclusion that you can give Asra B'Shem Meshamer, or in the case of Ashkezroim, that means that from Mehena, I have the green light, the license to derive Tosfos. Once having done so, the Tosfos stands as a shame Isa B'Fnei Atzmo. It's not Mehena Av. And therefore I give Asra B'Shem Atolda. So how do I give Asra B'Shem Av? Less mind than Poli. Tosfos doesn't even raise this as an issue. That you can give Asra on the Toldos B'Shem Ahav. How does that work? So I think what we're going to have to say over here, that we have to look at Asra in two ways. Number one, the issue of Asra is a chalos shem isur. And number two, Asra is a mitzius. What our Mishnah is interested in, when the Mishnah and the Gemara say Avos and Toldos, and the Gemara asks Mishnah de Kari Le'av, Mishnah de Kari Le'toldo, what the Gemara wants to know is, in terms of the Chal Hashem Isur, what's the difference between the Av and the Toldo? The Toldo has its own status as an Isur Bifnei Atzmo. The Gemara is not asking about the Mitzius of Asra. What I mean to say is as follows. If I give you Asra and I mention the Av, then you're meant to understand from that the Tolda. Why? Because there's enough of a similarity between the Tolda and the Av, so that in the Shem Ha'av is included the Tolda. Not that the Tolda is itself Me'ein Ha'av. Do you hear the difference? The Tolda is an Isur B'fnei Atzma. And even so, and therefore, since the Tolda is an Isur unto itself, it has its own Shem Malacha, I give you Asra B'Shem HaTolda, according to this Tzad and Tosfos. So if you're asking in terms of the Chalos Isur, I don't see a hair's breadth of a difference between the Tolda and the Av. If you were to tell me on the other side of Tosfos that I need a Hasra B'Shem HaAv, why do I need a Hasra B'Shem HaAv? Because the malacha, the Tolda is not a shame malacha unto itself. It's only a hechatimza of violating the av. It's made av. So the iser itself is not the Tolda. The Tolda doesn't define the iser, and therefore I need that sort of shame iser. The Tolda is not the shame iser. The shame iser is the av. Now, if that be the case, we have a wonderful answer to the question, am I Karli Av, am I Karli Tolda? Because Tolda is not an Easter unto itself, the Shema Easter is the Av. But Tosa says, nay, it's very possible that you can give a Hasra and a Tolda, but Shema Tolda. Where's the Shema Easter? The answer is that Tolda is not Me'ena Av. It's not just Eichet Tims of violating the Av, but it stands on its own two feet as an independent Easter. No, if that be the case, Tosfos says the fact that you can give Asra, the Shema Av, that's an entirely different concept. That doesn't prove to you or establish for you that the Shema Isur is the Av. No. The Malacha, the Tolda has its own Shema Isur, right? You can be Masim Shema Tolda. It's got to have its own Shema Isur. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense that you can be Masim Shema Tolda. The fact that you can be Masim Shema Av, that doesn't define the Iker Isur. It doesn't mean that the Av has the Chaloshem Isur and the Tolda is Batel and Mevutel to the Av. No, the Iker Isur is the Tolda no less than the Av. The Chaloshem Isur Malacha is the Tolda no less than the Av. The fact that you can be Masur B'Shem the Av means that the Tolda in name is included in the name of the Av. And therefore, b'mitzius, the Hasra will achieve its purpose, its goal. Yoshua, are you happy with that? You know what I'm saying? What I'm saying is that there are two dimensions. There's the mitzius of Hasra, and there's the chaloshen iser. When the Gemara is asking about the difference, the Gemara at the beginning of Bava Kama, that starts off by saying, Amai karle av, amai karle tolda, the Gemara is looking for a chiluk between the av and the tolda al pidin. Because of the difference, Chal Shem, if you needed Asra, B'Shem Av, and there was only one possibility in the Tolda, that is to give Asra B'Shem Av, that would be a Chilak Al Pidim. That would indicate that the Asra does not emerge as its own Shem Isur. Alright, you can't give Asra B'Shem Av Tolda. Now, my Kari Le'av is beautiful. You ask me the question, in Chal Shem, why is the Av indicated as a separate status, the 39 ovals? What's chash about the 39 ovals? The answer is, these are the Shem Isurim that are included in Shabbos, L'shitas HaTosfos. But now the Tosfos concludes, nay, you don't need Asra B'Shem Ha'av in the case of a Tolda. You can have Asra B'Shem HaTolda. You know, now we've established that the Av is not a separate Shem Isur bumping off the Tolda, as if the Tolda, as I said before, his batul mevuta doesn't have its own status as a Tolda. He does have a status as an Isur. Alright, you can be Masur B'Shem Isur by mentioning the Tolda, Al Teshamer, Al Tashkin Es Hasra. If so, you'll ask me the Kasha. So how does Hasra work B'Shem Av? That itself gives a status to the Av. No, it doesn't give any status to the Av. The reason why the Hasra B'Shem Av is effective is because I derive the Tolda from the Av because of its similarity. And that B'mitzius means that the name of the Tolda is included in the name of the Av. Meaning that it's true that through Mashkin's Roim, I'm basically aiding the planting and the growth of this vegetation. And if when I say you're doing Zorea, or you're doing Merakeh, or Borer, or whatever the case is, you understand that your Pu'ula although it has its own chalashev isur, and it's not tafel to the av, nevertheless, it's prohibited in Hasra's view. Okay. Now we look at Tosis' answer to this question in Baba Kama. So again, now Tosis thinks that every tola has a shame isur to itself. You can be master in the tola of shame. Ha. So why isn't that enough to justify the Amai Kari Le'av, Amai Kari Le'tolda? The Tolda has its own independent Shem Yisra, and you can be master of Shem the Tolda. So Tosa says, V'od, Dibinotea Umevashel, Ain't Sarah, the last line in Tosa, do you have it? It should be on your page. I just want you to take a look at the Lashon at Tosa's tremendous problem here in this Tosa. It's the next to last source on your page. Do you have it? I gave it out last week. It says like this: V'od denotea umevashel ain't tzarech lahasros mishum ha'av. V'yivhisro mishum ha'toldo chayev. The words of Tosfos are very difficult. Just simple pshat and Tosfos. What do you mean? No, tea umevashel.
Those are a separate step. They're not like normal toldos.
And therefore, ain't tzarech lahasros mishum ha'av.
It's like a. I mean, I remember.
But one second, is it no tea an av?
That has a din of. Those two have a din of an av.
Oh, so if they have a din of an av, so what are you telling me about no tea umevashel? Ain't tzarech lahasros mishum ha'av. The history mishum told the time. The difference between Zorea and Otea is that Zorea is in Zroim and Otea is in Ilanos. Yeah, or Mavasha is cooking and Afia is baking. So it's true that Otea and Mavasha are not listed in Ayin Gimel and Beis, but they're Ovos. So the whole Tosis here makes no sense.
Is
the rea
and
tea
are both
ovos,
separate
ovos
in the same?
Yeah, it's right? Mayena. You know, in English again, this is not going to mean much to you, but it's called a ko'av. You know, they both have, they share the status of an av. It's like you have a shul with two rabbanim, you know what I'm saying?
Where did I have
that? Well, I never heard of it, okay. So, Rabosa, if you take a look at Rabbeinu Chananya, it could be, I don't know, that Tosfos holds like Rabbeinu Chananya. But Rabbeinu Chananel has a very, very unique shita that Noteya and Mevashel are toldos. Because the Gemara's language is Mishum by Zomer. The Gemara says that Zomer is Chayav Mishum Noteya. So everybody assumes, except for Rabbeinu Chananel, that Zomer is Chayav Mishum Noteya means that Zomer is a told of Noteya. Noteya is an Av. Rabbeinu Chananel says something else. Rabbeinu Chananel says that Noteya is a told of Zorea. Even though the only difference between Noteya and Zorea is that one is in Zoraim and the other is in Ilanos. Okay, fine. But in the Mishkan they did it in Zoraim and therefore Noteya is a told. And he holds the same thing about Mavasha. Okay, that's extremely complicated because Samamonim was Bishul, but maybe he holds that there's a din of lech, you know, lechem upon him, and then zafir. I mean, that's a whole to do. It's not. That's a whole sugyon to itself. In any event, could it be that Tosfos holds like Rabbeinu Chananel? And then now you can read the Tosfos. I think Tosfos says v'od dinotea umevashel, that even though notea umevashel are toldos, ain't tzarech lasroso mishumaav. Meaning in the case of Zorea. I'm sorry, cross that out. In the case of Zomer, the Asra in Zomer could be what? Could be Notea. And Notea is only a Tolda. So what is Tosfos gaining from this? Right? In other words, from the fact that you can give Asra in Zomer Mishum Notea, what is Tosfos proving? Assuming like Rabbeinu Chananel, that Notea is only a Tolda. That you don't have to mention the Shema. In other words, what Tosis is doing now is he's proving his original point that you cannot answer that Av has Amai Kari Le'Av, Av has a special status because you have to give Asra B'Shema Av. Tosis is not so. Even though the Gemara told him says, what's it called? No, it doesn't mean it. You can give Asra B'Shema Meshamer. And Tosis says, I'll prove it to you. For the fact that in Zomer, you can give Asra B'Shem Noteya, and Noteya is only what? A Toldo. You see that you don't have to give Asra B'Shem Av, because if Noteya is a Toldo of Zorea, then in the case of Zomer, what should have to be Asra? If you postulate that Asra has to be B'Shem Av, then in the case of Zomer, you'd have to tell him what?
Zorea.
How can you give Asra on Zorea? Excuse me, on Zomer, Mishum Noteya, it should be Mishum Zorea. Beautiful. So this, the ode, is not a new teretz in Tosis. It's just further supporting his original teretz. That don't tell me that the reason why you call this an Av is because the Asra has to be B'Shem Av, which we interpreted to mean that the Av has a status as a Shem Isur, whereas the Tov is only a chetim to the violate that. He said, no, the Tov is definitely stands on its own. Do we both say you buy into this? What I just told you, L'chor, is Lakshin Kugel. I sold you Lakshin Kugel. Because, okay, so what are we saying? That you don't need Asra B'Shem Av. So then what do you need Asra B'Shem? Hatolva. But you can't give Asra B'Shem another Tolva. The whole thing, it's a beautiful shot, but it doesn't make any sense. I mean, I sold you the Brooklyn Bridge, as we said.
Well, why?
Now you can tell I'm in New York.
Why doesn't it make sense? Because if we said that the Din Hasra is only that we're trying to, we want to make sure that the Mechal Shabbos has some idea what he's doing before we kill him. So if I say,
Adam, what I was suggesting is that on a communicative level, so that he knows, I could say the name of the Av because the Told is included in the Av.
Which means that the Told is also done to the other Tolda. If it falls under the same Av, then it has to be somewhat similar to the other. To the toldas,
but it's different. I mean, you have two toldas that belong to the same Av. All right, maybe what?
Yes, for the person to know.
I would say something different. I think we could salvage Avshad, but we have to say a vote, and that is that Rabbi Chananel holds that a tolda could have a tolda. In other words, Zomer is not an Iser b'fnei atzmo. The Iser is Noteya. And even though Noteya l'shitas Rabbeinu Chananel and maybe Tosafot Daf says she is a Tolda, nevertheless a Tolda can give birth to a Tolda. This is a famous Chakir in Hilchos Shabbos. Is it that there are Ovos and Toldos and that's it? You could derive a Tolda from an Av, or is it possible to derive a Tolda from a Tolda? Rabbeinu Chananel might be postulating, at least the way Tosafot understands it, that a Tolda could be, so to speak, like an Av, and you could derive a Tolda from a Tolda. So it's a tolda to tolda, and Zomer would be a classical example according to Rabbi Nachman of a tolda of a tolda. So therefore Tosa says the Hasra on Zomer is Mishum Noteya, even though Noteya itself is a tolda, but nevertheless the Hasra on Zomer is Mishum Noteya, because Noteya is the tolda from which I derive the tolda of Zomer. So if that be the case, Rabosai, then it comes out that Zomer is Me'ein Noteya. Fine. In other words, Tzechetimtza violating Noteya. But Rabosai, what I want to do with you now is try to go back to the Gemara's question above the Kama. Again, Gemara above the Kama says the following. Me, Tani Alves B'chlal Dika Toldos. And the Gemara says, so what's this new status of a tolda? How's it different than the status of the Av? Tanan gabi Shabbos harbon, Avos Malachas harbon chaser achas. The 39 Avos Malachas, Michal Dikat toldos. So the Gemara says that toldos have the same status as the Av. Loshna Av chatos, Loshna tolda chatos. Loshna Av skila, Loshna tolda skila. Ma'ika ben Av le tolda. And the Gemara quotes the Chachon. That if you violate the Av and it's told, you only have one. If you violate two Avos, then you have Stein. Stein told us you violate two Tolds from two different Avos, you have Stein. Avol, Tolda, Avol. Ilu Avid, excuse me, Avid told the day is lo lachayv alachada. So we knock off the tolda, and it doesn't engender a chiv because he violated the av. Ulu Rabbi Elazar, Eliezer, the machayv atolda v'akam av. Amai karle av, amai karle tolda. Since according to Rabbi Eliezer, even if you violate the av and it's told as orei mashkizroim yichayv shtayim, so what's the chin in av and a tolda? Perhaps we could say the following. You know what's bothering the Gemara here? What's bothering the Gemara is the number 39. The Mishnah says that there are 39 of us. And the Gemara is trying to figure out what's the significance of counting the number 39. 39 must be the ceiling. It must be the absolute top number of how many chatos you could possibly be chayv. Meaning, if a person stood on his head on Shabbos, again, not consciously, but subconsciously wanted to violate, every single chatos that you could get, what's the maximum number of chatos he could possibly incur? The number is 39. Says the Gemara, that works out according to Chachamim, but not according to Rabbi Eliezer. According to Chachamim, no matter how many different malachas you will violate on Shabbos, Pelamachas, Eino Chayv El Shlosh Vitesha Chatos. That's the bottom figure. Why? Because if you violate two toldos from the same av, if you violate an av and its toldo, you're only going to be chayav for the av. So you can do all the toldos in the world and all the avos in the world. At the end of the day, how many chatos are you going to be chayav? 39. Mashain came according to Rabbi Eliezer. According to Rabbi Eliezer, who says that you chayav for both the av and its toldo, then you can be chayav 1,000 chatos. So therefore, what's the difference between an av and a tolda? Tractosis. I'll tell you what the difference between the av and the tolda is, even according to Rabbi Eliezer. The number 39 is telling you how many hasros you could give, not how many chatos you could be chayav. What's the maximum number of hasros that exist on Shabbos? Factosis, even according to Rabbi Eliezer, you have to be master on the told of Hashem Ha'av, so that you can have 1,000 chatos for 1,000 different toldos, but each one of those toldos needs Hasrov Hashem Ha'av, and therefore the maximum number of Hasros that you have to give is 39. Why is the Gemara racking its brain to try to figure out what's the significance of an Av as opposed to a toldo? And the Gemara says that according to Rabbi Eliezer, in Hilchas Chatos, 39 is not a secret number. You could go way beyond 39. Fractosis, I don't get it. You're looking for the significance of the number 39? You want to incur a chashivus to the special status of an av? The answer is in Hilchas Asra. Because a tolda has to have Asra, b'shem av. And Fractosis, name. You don't need Asra B'Shem Ha'av. If he gave Asra B'Shem Ha'av, it's effective. But you can give Asra B'Shem Ha'tolda. So how much is the total number of Asros that are possible for violating Shabbos? 1,000. 10,000. Whatever your number is. Because each Tolda could have Asra in its name. Oh, if that be the case on both sides, then maybe we could shed a whole new light on this line. The Ode says Tosus. Tosas admits, not like Rabbeinu Chananu, that notea umevashel are avos. But nevertheless, Tosas says it's clear that asra b'shem notea is a valid asra. And asra b'shem mevashel, a person is about to be notea. Give Masro B'Shem Noteh. A person is about to be Mavashel, give Masro B'Shem Bishel, he's Chayv. Less mind the public. The Gemara doesn't even question that. No, if that be the case on both sides, then how many different Hasros are there in Hilchos Shabbos? What's the maximum number? Even if I were to tell you that I grant you that Hasro has to be B'Shem Ha'av, says Tosus, what's the maximum number of Hasros that could be? It's no longer 39. Why?
41.
It's 41. Because no tail of action. And I think perhaps we can fit this in to the Shita Megubetzis. I'm going to read to you the language of the Shita Megubetzis. He says the following. Afilu im timtzalom ditzarech lahasros betoldu mishum ha'av. This is the Shita at the beginning of Bava Kamma. V'ilu hisru b'mishum ha'tolda atzma lo mechayev. Lekel ha'meimed mishum hachi kari le'av. Dim kain no tea umavashal heavy avos. The ain't sarach lahasros mishum av acher. Interesting. He doesn't mention mishum av like Rabbeinu Chananel would have mentioned, because no tea umavashal told us according to Rabbeinu Chananel. But you don't have to mention any other av, which means that they themselves have the status of an av. V'kimlan l'talmuda the Rabbi Eliezer lo money lay. The Hari Avos, that Rabbi Eliezer doesn't add Notea Umevashel amongst the list of Avos. Let's summarize what the Shita Megubetzis is saying. Had we had some sort of Mesorah that the magic number in the Mishnah should not be 39, but rather should be 41, then we could argue that according to Rabbi Eliezer, that's the difference between an Av and a Tolda. Whereas a Tolda is not a Shem Iser Bifnei Atzmo, on the contrary, a told is only a me'ein av, and if when you give asra, you have to mention the name of the av. So, what's the maximum number of isurim that there are in Shabbos, and therefore, what's the maximum number of asros there are in Shabbos? 41. That would be gishvak. Yeah? If I just change the number, I jack it up from 39 to 41. I add no te'ev avashel, then I'm set. Because then the answer is there are 41 different categories of malachos and isurim in Shabbos. And if you violate a tolda, for example, Mashkizroi, we'll give you asro b'shem ha'av, and we'll say altizra. Correct? And if you violate notea, we'll give you a asro b'shem notea, because notea is an av. Then it's not so. Says the Gemara, we know that even Rabbi Eliezer accepts that there are 39 avos malachos. Even though notea and mevashel are avos, we're not going like Rabbeinu Chananel now. Nevertheless, the Mishnah stops at the number 39. Why? What's the significance of an av and a tol? If you're going to tell me it's asros, then the number should have been 41. Obviously, it's not asros. And the answer is, says Tosus, that according to Rabbi Eliezer, ain't no chinam. You can give asro, b'shem atol. If that be the case, Rabosai, then it comes out that we're suggesting something very, very fascinating. And that is that the machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chacham, if you violate an av and it's tolda, Bahari Adodi touches on this very fundamental issue about the nature of a tolda. Is tolda a shame iser b'fnei atzmo? Or is it just a me'ein av? The Chacham hold that the tolda is just me'ein av. So what difference to make if you violate the same av twice, Be'alimachas, or you violate the av and it's tolda Be'alimachas, you're basically eating dam twice or eating chalev twice, you're only chayavachas. Mashaykei quit to Rabbi Eliezer, who understands that the tolda is a separate isur that is derived from the av, but now stands as a shem isur b'fnei atzmo. Therefore, Rabbi Eliezer says, if you violate the av and it's tolda, you're chayav shtayim, because it's two different isurim. It's like eating dam and eating chalev v'helimachas. But here, Abos, I want to share with you a Shita Megubetzis in the name. Just 1 second. Let me get this out for a second. Marikas. Very popular in Shita Megubetzis. Tema l'Rabbeinu. The very beginning of Bava Kamma. Maishna did told of the Shabbos Yalfina le mikroi v'perek habone darshinon hine avos heina avos mei heina toldos. So we need exeris hakosiv to derive what? Toldos in Shabbos. Uvenezikin v'toldos v'nezikin lo yalfina le mikroi el misvara. The Gemara says that every one of the Avos Nezikin has various toldos, and the Gemara never asks the question that the Gemara asks here in Perek Abone, Minayin, Minani Mili, how do we know that there are toldos in Nezikin? V'nirlam Arikats. Do you remember this? I once mentioned this to you, remember? Ilav Kra, if not for the Pasuk, Mehena, Have a matina and toldos. we would have come up with a miut to exclude toldos. Me the nismecha parshas Shabbos l'maleches hamishkan. Ki hechi dematina and shar malachas the loavi chashi became the loavi of mishkan. In other words, comes along my rikatz and he says, I have a problem. Really, I should derive toldos, if you don't mind my standing, I should derive toldos in Shabbos the same way I derive toldos in Ezekiel. It's a spur. But I have a problem. What's my problem? That we have a hekesh between Melechus Shabbos and Melechus HaMishkan, and that excludes any Melech that wasn't done in the Mishkan. It doesn't cut the mustard. It doesn't have the status as a Melech and Shabbos. I might think that since the toldos wasn't done in the Mishkan, therefore I have no right to establish that the toldos is a Melech and Shabbos. Comes along the Pasuk Mehena and says what? Again, Rabosa,
we're allowed to extend learn toldos.
Correct, but once I derive the toldo, I'm going back to square one. I can derive it from Svara. Meaning, Mehena is removing the impediment here. There's a barrier, there's a blockage, because I might think I'm straitjacketed because if it wasn't done in the Mishkan, it's not Chashivi. No, Mehena says that there are others that weren't done in the Mishkan are Chashivi. Now I use the Avos, and I'll be Svara, I'm going to derive the Tolos. The Igle Tal says, no, that the Pashtus is not like the Marikats, but the Pashtus is that you need a Gzeres HaKosuv, a Yalfusa, to derive every one of the Toldos. And Mehena is going to give it to you. So it means that according to the Igle Tal, there are two Shitas here. I guess you can call it in Rishonim. I mean, Igle Tal is not a Rishon, but what's going on is the following. That according to Mari Katz, fundamentally, Toldos is a Svara in Shabbos the same way it's a Svara in Ezekiel. According to Rov Rishonim, I guess you'd say, or at least the Pashtus of the Sugya of Mehena, the Halach of Toldos in Shabbos is fundamentally different than Toldos in Ezekiel. Whereas Toldos in Ezekiel could be derived from Svar, Toldos in Shabbos could not be derived from Svar. And the entire concept of Toldos, according to the Igle Tal's understanding, which he says, Alder HaPshad, is based on Xeris HaKosav and Yalfusa. Whereas the Mari Katz says, name, it's based on Svar. The only problem is that you might counter argue, but it wasn't done in the Mishkan, and therefore it's not Chashivi. No! The Torah is telling me, Mehena, that despite the fact that it wasn't done in the Mishkan, it could still be considered a malacha if you derive it misvar.
Does that mean that Igle Tal would say that we would never have made, we would never have dashen the Smicha Saparshias?
No. He's saying that once we have the Smicha Saparshias, we know that there are certain specific malachas that the Torah prohibited on Shabbos. You want to go beyond that? You need Xer Sakosuf. Correct? The difference between the Igle Tal and Mari Katz is that whereas Mari Katz insists that the comparison between Shabbos and Ezekiel, i.e., that Svara could operate to derive Toldos, is absolutely correct. You have a problem with Mishkan, are you limited to the Mishkan, so I need Mehena to tell you not limited to the Mishkan. According to Igle Tal, on the other hand, no! There's a fundamental difference between Ezekiel and Shabbos. Rabosai, according to the derech that we're approaching, this does. You know, now we're getting hold. We're getting a grasp on the whole sugya. You know, when I spoke about this 7 months ago, I didn't know what I was talking about. Now I think I have at least a derech. There's a fundamental issue over here. What is the nature of a toldo? For example, let's go back to Ezekiel. I can be mazik you in this way, I can be mazik you in that way. Correct? And the Torah says I have to pay for the Zikin. And what's the idea of Tashlumin in Zikin? What am I trying to offset?
The
Hefseid Mammon, correct? I have to compensate for your Hefseid Mammon. What difference does it make how this Hefseid Mammon was incurred? If I was negligent, as a result of my pshia, one of my objects was mazik you, or if other my mazikar was mazik you, so I caused you a hefseid mammon. What difference does it make in the tzuras hamaisa? The tzuras hamaisa is only just a hechatimta to cause you a hefseid mammon.
It's the difference between adam lechaver and adam lemakom.
Maybe, Josh, that's more for a Thursday night shmooth. But I'm just saying, just if you understand my point, who cares about the Tzuras HaMaisa? There's no emphasis on the Tzuras HaMaisa. The way you did the Pa'ula is secondary. What's primary is that you were responsible for causing a Hefsek Mamon. The Torah says you have to pay for that. That's called Svara. When your action is only a Hechatimtz, it's only a means to an end, there's a goal that's achieving, now it's a negative goal, that you're causing a Hefsek Mamon to someone, then I can derive Toldos like this. Mi Svara. Masha'ekin and Shabbos says Ligli Tal. Again, I'm reading into it, but we'll use it for our purposes. It's not that way. It's not that there's a certain goal that you want to achieve, and therefore you violate Shabbos. The Torah tells you exactly what those, you know, what those malachos are. There's something called the Shem Malacha. The Shem Malacha is very important. Like, remember we once spoke, who remembers we spoke about Magus, right? I'm going back a year ago, or whatever it was. Yeah, but Magus might have a Tzura of Bishul. You know, it's a Maisa of Mimaisa of Bishul. Huh? If that be the case, says the Glital, don't tell me that Shabbos is equal to Ezekiel, and the Malacha is not significant in and of itself. It's just a attempt to achieve a goal. No! The Malacha defines itself, and now you're telling me a Tolda? You're telling me Mashke is Raya? It's a whole new ballgame, you know, under a Tzuruf. Comes along with my Rikatz again 1,000 years before the Glital. And he says the following. No! You're wrong. There's an exact parallel equation between Ezekiel and Shabbos. Just like in Ezekiel, you are goal-oriented, and the Tzuras Maisa Hezek, the Av Ezekiel, is only a goal, a means to achieve a goal, namely you cause the Hefzeh, the Yechayef for the Kashlu for the Hefzeh. So too in Shabbos there's a goal. You're going to accomplish a change, a tikkun, a chidush. The Tzuras HaMaisa is secondary. What difference does it make? The only thing is, says Marim Katz, even though I'll be Svar, I can equate the two, and they're exactly parallel, meaning the Zikim Chavs, but I have a problem, because maybe my hands are tied insofar as the Tzuras HaMaloch has to be derived from where? From the Mishkan. No, you want to create a whole new Tzuras HaMaloch that you can't do. Once I free myself of that shackle, and I know that I don't have to be limited to the Mishkan, because Mehena, then I can derive Toldos Misvah. So Mevela Rabosai, the Nafkamina could be tremendous Nafkamina, because it goes back to our question, what is the nature of a Toldo? According to Marie Katz, the Toldo is just another way of achieving that same goal of the Av. So, for example, if the Av is a Rea, which means that you're causing vegetation, then what difference does it make if you do it this way or that way? I can derive a Tolda Misvara. The Svara tells me that the Tolda is a different form, Me'ein Ha'av, of violating the Av. And if that be the case, I should require a Toldim Shem, Asrov in the Toldim Shem, Ha'av. And in that case, I would definitely have an answer to Tosis's question. To the Gemara's question, is am I currently Av or am I currently Tolda? But if on the other hand I go with the approach of the Glital, namely, that the Pashtus is I cannot derive a Tolda from the Av, now the Tolda is radically different from the Av, because each Malacha is now a new, shall we say, Tzuras HaMalacha. Right? I don't have the Svara of it's a means to an end. I have to look and emphasize the Ikar. The Ikar, the primary element here, is the Tzuras HaMalacha. Each Tzura, Mashke's Rhyme, is radically different than Zorea, even though in both cases they achieve the same common goal, and therefore it sets itself up as a separate Isur. Now I begin to understand why does Asura B'Shem HaTov. And not only that, I begin to understand, according to Rabbi Eliezer, if you violate an Av and it's told, the Helen Achas, Yechayev Shnai, is Rabosai. This leads us to the Machlokes between the Magid Mishnah and Rabbeinu Avram ben Rambam. Correct? Because the Rambam paskins in Perek Ches Milcha Shabbos that if you're Cholev, if you milk a cow, you're Chayev Mishum Mefarek. And Mefarek, says the Rambam, is a told of Dash. So Frank Alman, everybody jumps on the Rambam, but ain't Dishela, Big Gedule Karka. And the Magid Mishnah is so impressed by this Kasha that he says the Behema is called Gedule Karka. Comes along Rabbeinu Avraham ben Rambam, and he says, wait a minute, true ain't Dishela of Gedule Karka. That limitation is only as far as the Av is concerned, but not as far as the Tolda. Since we're dealing with Cholev as a Tolda of Dash, therefore, we don't say ain't disha elavik duli kark. You can have disha shalavik duli kark. It means that according to Rabbeinu Avraham ben Rambam, the Av and the Tol are radically different. The Tol emerges, what's having been derived from the Av, as a separate, independent Issa that stands on its own 2 feet. And it's therefore freed from the limitations of the Av. And therefore you can have Disha, even Shalomik, Dulikak, and the Tol. Mashaykinra, the Magid Mishnah understands, no. That's not going to help me. You can't tell me that the Tol is different than the Av. The Tol is just made Av. And if the Av is only Gedulei Karka, the Tol has to be Gedulei Karka. Kochenu says the Magid Mishnah, we have to postulate that a behema, that this cow that you're milking has a status of what? Of Gedulei Karka. And Rabosa, if that be the case, perhaps we can understand the Ramban. The Ramban in Sadi Dalid talks about the question of whether or not you can derive you could violate 2 different avos with 1 tolda. Meaning, can a tolda be a tolda of 2 different avos? If the tolda is only a hechatim, so to violate the av, so perhaps with 1 pa'ula, you can do 2 different avos. But if on the other hand, the tolda emerges as a separate shem isur unto itself, then define this isur. And you can't have 2 toldos that are the exact same isur. Okay, Rabbi Osai, we'll stop him.